Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But that's some interesting NFL news there with Trey Hendrickson and TJ Watt. James, you're funking it up today. I know you are.
Yeah, well, I always try and throw a little Earth, Wind, and Fire in for Rube.
Yeah. He loves it.
Because he's a professional.
Yeah.
James, you're a professional.
I got your back,
by the way, I got to give a shout out. Did I shout you out for getting the
trivia question?
The trivia question?
No.
The Jason Bay trivia question.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Stumped the fans when they do it during the game. I was texting with Ruben about
it. Yeah. It was solid. He was all over it.
All right.
I fanned on it, and he got it right.
My favorite Phillies, I don't know the question, but my favorite Phillies trivia question moment, because I used to do it in the Harry and Richie broadcast, and I think more in the 80s than the 90s, but at some point they were doing it, and I remember there was a trivia question. Harry would ask it. Richie would try to get it. Richie got it wrong. Richie was the answer.
That's amazing.
It was good. Yeah. Right?
That's funny.
Richie was the answer, which is pretty cool. All right, so who from the families, Ruben, I know you got the event coming up later this week, and the families get involved with this, right? Because I remember, wasn't it last time Richie's son was there?
He'll be there. He's part of the board.
And Harry's son, right? Is Kane going to be there?
No, he's not there.
Okay, because I think he was there, I think, maybe not.
Several years ago.
Maybe it was a Dutch event I'm thinking of.
That might be.
That he was there. Correct. But I applaud you, Ruben, for I mean, because listen, Richie Ashburn and Harry Callis, I mean, it's...
Icons, man.
Icons.
Screw up on them.
Icons, right. Yeah. All right, so football, and Rhea's update there. Trey Hendrickson not showing up today to that mandatory camp. TJ Watt not showing up to that mandatory camp. Which obviously, like John, could tie into the Eagles. They got
Trey Hendrickson.
Got some cap space.
Is not pleased. And we know that the Cincinnati Bengals, they've had all sorts of issues, not only paying Joe Burrow, but both of his receivers, top receivers. Lots of upset dealings, front office to player and back and forth. And now Trey Hendrickson, who had 17 sacks 2 years ago, and they said, you know what? We'll show you how much we value you. Go out and give us another great performance on what I believe was the franchise tag. And they didn't, you know, re-up him and promised him, hey, if you do the good teammate thing, we promise after next year we'll do. So he went out and did the same thing, 17 sacks again, back-to-back years, and now, lo and behold, they've done nothing at all. They're no movement whatsoever. So if I'm him, I'm so ticked. I don't know the TJ Watt situation quite as well, but it's normally similar as guys get older and they get more expensive and their play begins to diminish and teams start wondering how much longer are they truly feasible. Those discussions start happening and teams get a little upset.
Well, and then there's that other one Ray had in the update, Terry McLaurin, Ray. That's...
Yeah, keep an eye on it. That's what they say, that he is not happy with it, you know, and that's not good for Jaden Daniels because, I mean, it's huge for him. Here's the crazy thing. They're having 3-day mandatories. So if they, all three of them, miss all 3 days, that's $100,000.
Wow.
17 first day, then it doubles. And it,
wow. You
know, yeah, so each day it goes up more.
All right, I'm going to admit this on the air. I probably shouldn't because I'm an Eagles fan and a talk show host in Philadelphia. I'm a big fan of Terry McLaurin. I'm going to be honest with you. When that guy first played against the Eagles, I forget the year, maybe 2019, maybe 2020, whatever year it was, remember looking at this dude. I'm like, you know, this guy plays hard. This guy's good. And he's been, John, probably his point is, I'm the only guy that's been showing up for 5 or 6 years.
7 years almost.
Yeah, he's
right.
Probably like, pay me.
I don't disagree
with
him.
I'm the one guy that's actually brought, and now we get good, and now you want to hardball me? Like, come on.
So he's true. He was the only thing that scared us offensively for quite a while.
So anyway, a lot of football news in there. All right, 215-592-9494. James, what do you got?
Yeah, more football like tangential news. Adam Schefter tweeting out, Jeffrey Lurie is donating a $50 million gift to open the Lurie Autism Institute in partnership with the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia
Good
and Penn Medicine. So Lurie announced the launch of Lurie Autism Institute this morning. First of its kind institute located in Philadelphia and aims to be a global hub for autism research and care.
Well, that could make a dramatic difference for decades. You know, when it's $50 million and it's CHOP and it's in a major American city that I would imagine will be, it's not just about serving kids here, but probably, you know, kids elsewhere. $50 million. Well, good for Jeffrey Lurie. That's a real, I mean, you want to talk about commitment. That is
wonderful.
That's a lot of paint.
That's a lot, man.
That's a lot of glue.
$50 million.
Remember what I said, Ruben, a couple weeks ago about, like, owners? It's not just what you do on the field.
Yeah.
It's what you do in the community.
No question.
You are a, you're part of it.
The Eagles and the Phillies do a spectacular job in that area.
They do.
And Flyers, too. Yep. I mean, Flyers, too, but it's different with the other one.
I feel like you don't hear about the Flyers one as much anymore. Like, the Flyers Wives Fight for Lives Carnival was a bigger deal when we were younger.
People were asking, it was a huge deal.
It was
the deal.
It was. I thought they were probably number one.
They still do it, don't they, or no?
I mean, I know they did as until recently. Do they still?
I don't know if they call it the Flyers Wives. They might just be Flyers Charities.
Flyers Girlfriends?
Yeah.
Okay, why you got to go there?
Well, they're not all married. Some of these guys are like 25.
I know.
Others. That's probably why they changed it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you have a team of 20 players,
wags.
I bet you most of them aren't married.
Wags.
Wives and girlfriends. That's what they call them.
All right, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Neil in Northeast Philly. Neil, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Jeffrey Lurie is a mensch, and you are too, Ruben.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you.
Ruben, you know what a mensch means, an honorable
person.
Oh,
I know what a mensch means.
You know, because the $50 million with CHOP and the coordinating with Penn Medicine and what you did with the campers for two icons, like you said, Harry Caris and Ricky Ashburn and your dad, you know, that's sensational.
Appreciate that, Neil. Thank you.
Yeah. Ruben, a little bit of, like, the Phillies, like, I still would, like, I like what Kemp did, infusing a little bit of energy in, and I'm waiting for Schwarber to start getting hot, you know, like, especially when the weather gets hotter and the ball carries the Citizens Bank Park, because especially during Harper's absence, if he gets hot and in the streak of getting, like, 10 or 15 home runs in a month, they really need that infusion. And, you know, Bermuda to get hotter and start to hit more, you know, like, and Baum, I don't know, I think he could be a little bit more selective at the plate, you know, like, not always swing at the first pitch. And he doesn't have the greatest speed, so, you know, he's been hitting in a lot of double plays lately.
Yeah.
And really, they should have won in a rout yesterday. With, you know, of the 16 hits, 15 were singles. And then sort of, you know, maybe trying for the extra base, although they are trying at least, you know, like in that game. So I think they got to really get more runs consistently.
Neil, I thought
the back at Citizens Bank Park.
Neil, the first inning the Phillies scored was about the most typical Phillies scoring inning lately.
Yep.
Bases loaded, nobody out, ground ball to third. Almost a double play, but it's not. You score one run. The bases are still loaded. Next guy hits a ground ball, double play.
They really have not gotten the double with a man on, you know, first and second, or the double to drive.
You know what I mean, John?
Runs.
Yeah, it was once having to leg it out and just barely eke out the single.
Right. I felt there were so many last night that were actually a double play or almost a double play.
Yeah,
there were
a great
bunch of them.
That had to be some sort of it. I do think it's the game I've seen that had the most action in terms of double plays.
Well, there were just constant ground balls. It was weird. Neil, give me an answer for a great scene involving college.
Well, Otis Day in the Night. Count. Just a little bit louder now. Count. Just a little bit louder now. Count.
You got it, buddy. Neil, appreciate
that's
that,
a
man.
Good one.
Sure is.
Neil, really nice work.
He got aggressive there.
He leaned in.
Yeah.
Lou and Berwyn. Lou, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. How are you guys?
Good,
super,
buddy.
Super, Lou.
Hey, wanted to let you know, Joe, driving up the turnpike, and funny coincidence, I was at Fairfield University on Saturday.
Nice. Wait, so are you a grad?
No, I'm not an alumni. I'm a junior out of college grad, so don't even go there.
Okay.
But anyway, so my daughter and her husband moved up from New York City and are currently living in Wilton, and we're just driving around the area. They're looking for a place to buy. We just happened upon Fairfield, lovely town, and went through the university and saw all the stuff set up for the reunion. So I got a little chuckle out of that.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, I listen, that's... that's an odd occurrence that we were in the same spot for totally different reasons, you know, three states away.
Gorgeous campus, as you know.
Yeah, it is. It is very nice.
So,
it is.
Super quickly, you guys are welcome. I'm a longtime Giants fan for sweeping the Braves this past weekend, so you're welcome.
Thank you.
And then lastly...
We're still not over 2010, buddy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you know what? The Braves are getting... close to being like out of it.
It's scary.
They're in a worse spot than the Phillies in 2022 were.
I am shocked. They're you talk about imploding. That bullpen, holy smokes.
They have Kimbrel for one game.
Yeah, that was strange. I think
that was so weird.
That very weird. Very strange. Maybe that was an arrangement that he wanted to, you know, finish his career as a Brave.
And then they DFA'd him,
but that doesn't seem normal, Ruben.
It's very strange to me.
They're 3-12 since Nkuni came back.
Yeah, no, they're in deep trouble, which means I think their manager could be in trouble, because that's really.
Yeah, I would feel badly for that. I like Snit
I know you do.
He's a World Series winning manager.
I know.
I really like Snit for a lot of reasons, but you know, who knows? Changes sometimes have to be made.
It happens. Lou, give me an answer for a great. You know, with me going back to the reunion this past weekend, a great scene from a college in a movie.
Yeah, I would say, if it hasn't been said yet, in Pitch Perfect, when they were having this little roundtable get-together from all the girls trying to get to know each other, and Lily, the very shy Asian girl, they're trying to get her to talk a little bit, mm-hmm. She says, "I ate my twin in utero."
Yeah. Very funny.
Okay. Hey, Pitch Perfect, you said this earlier, James.
It's awesome, right?
It's one of the better. It's a really good movie.
Thank you, Ruben.
It's not a good movie. It's a great movie.
I couldn't be more with
you.
It's
my brother's, Taco's, favorite movie, believe it.
Really?
It's so great.
He talks about
it's
it all
super
the time.
Entertaining.
Aren't there many Pitch Perfects? Like
there's three now. Yeah.
The second one's
okay. Yeah, three's not close. No. One is great.
So one is really good. It's not like Rocky 3, which is maybe better than
well, I don't
one
agree with that. But
I do think three is better.
I don't. I'm putting Pitch Perfect on the
better
list.
Better than
though.
One?
You should watch Pitch Perfect, Joe. It's great.
Yeah.
I'll take three.
I'll put it on the list.
I mean, I love one. Don't
How long
get me
is
wrong.
Your list?
It's about 70 movies in here.
Good
it's,
luck.
It's really.
Do you have an off season?
He'll never watch Pitch Perfect.
I still got to get to Tombstone.
Joe,
it's a real entertaining
movie. He won't watch
movie.
Disney movies or Pixar movies because he thinks he's too
above
adult.
It.
Yeah, he's above
that.
That
stuff don't work.
He's not going to watch Pitch Perfect because he's
Pitch
too
Perfect doesn't like that. It's a college movie.
I just put it on the list. We'll see if I get to it. I mean, I may not, but I'll try. All right, coming up in a minute, a question about the Phillies. Similar, but technically different than what we've been asking all day about how to solve things with the Phillies. We'll get to that coming up in 1 minute. Let me tell you about PI Dental Center. Guys, gals, isn't it time to invest in yourself? I certainly say it is. And I say start with PI Dental Center. With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I've been a patient now for 2 decades, my mom a patient there for 3 decades, with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the Teeth in a Day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic, big-time transformation in a mere 1 day. I'm telling you guys, I am telling you, the best in the business. The best in the business. PI Dental Center, located in Fort Washington. They can help you whether you have a big problem or no problem at all. Just want to maintain good year-to-year maintenance through their care? You can. PIDentalCenter.com is where to start. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. All right, so through the show today, we've been asking, you know, amongst ourselves and certainly with everyone listening at 215-592-9494, what should the Phillies do to, you know, solve an issue or two or 10? What would you do? And it's been interesting. No one has called up today and said fire Rob Thompson, which I actually thought would be more on the table than has been. And I would not fire him. But I will tell you this, if they keep sliding, then I got to strongly consider it. But I'm not there yet. But I think it's noteworthy no one has said that today as a thought going through their mind, at least on our show. All right. So we've been discussing what should they do. Here's where I want to take the question. Amongst the five of us, John, Ruben, James, and Rhea, what move do you think they will first make? What is the Phillies' next move?
If it continues along this vein?
Either way. Like, they what is the first move they make to try to improve their club? So I'm going to give you my answer. And it's a guess. These are all guesses, obviously. I'm going to guess that the first move that the Phillies make is the next time they face a right-handed pitcher, Trey Turner leads off. I'm gonna guess the first move is Bryson Stott is no longer the leadoff hitter. Trey Turner is the leadoff hitter. That's my guess.
You're spot on there.
Yeah, I think that's gonna happen.
That's gonna 100%. Happen. But that is the one move.
So
I
is
think
that today?
Happen.
Is that today?
Yes. Yeah, I think it's happening automatically. Like the next,
happening.
Yeah, he's done.
Whenever they face.
I mean, just to be clear, though, I mean, we've seen a lot of games where they face a right-handed pitcher and it's Stott. So you think they have passed?
I think that this is going to be the move. I think that they, and that's the right move.
All right, give me the next move then, Ruben.
Crawford. Crawford's
that
coming
was going
to
be
big,
my answer.
Crawford's coming to the big leagues when he's ready.
You think he's up by Sunday?
He could be. But, listen. Wow.
By the way, Ruben, I'm just going to say this. If he's not up by Sunday, that doesn't count as the next move. So, I need something sooner. I mean, if Crawford's two weeks from now,
Crawford's not healthy yet. He's got a quad, but
here's my point. That doesn't like. I'll be disappointed if there's no other moves in the next. Like, if I got to wait 10 days for him,
you might have to wait.
I need
10 days.
Okay. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I need other moves. I can't wait 10 days for a second move. John, what do you think they?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Will do.
As I started the show saying, I think that the exuberance of the daycare, we saw a piece of it with Otto Kemp last night. He got doused. Some of that happy, like, let's just go out and have fun while playing needs to come back. I think Bryce Harper saying, hey, we're doing away with the daycare at the start of the season, put a damper on things. This was the team that some of the younger guys, they didn't know exactly how to be. I think the team needs to find their personality, find the whatever that groove is, because they're not in it. They haven't found it yet. I do think if they get on track in that regard and just, I don't know, start having a little more fun in with some of these young guys who seem to be, you know, throwing caution to the wind.
I'll be surprised.
You know how to have fun.
Win.
You win. You win and you hit. If you don't hit and you don't win,
there's no fun.
It is notable, though.
I'm telling you, you got to hit and you got to win. And that's how you make fun.
Well, I agree, but I'll say this. Last October, when the Eagles were scuffling, Brandon Graham was very clear publicly, we want Nick Sirianni to be Nick Sirianni. Like, you know, don't hold back. When he was getting criticized for some of that stuff, sideline stuff.
But he did stop it.
Well,
he toned it down big time.
And he certainly changed his press conference. Yeah, he became more careful.
He's kept it toned.
More careful.
He did.
But it seems like with the players, perhaps he did not change anything.
And that's fine. You know, it's stuff behind closed doors. That's cool.
All right, Rhea, maybe you agree it's Trey to be the leadoff hitter, but what's the other next
move?
Well,
it's funny because I'm the one who's been calling for Crawford for like a while. Yeah. And now everybody's like, oh, you got to bring Crawford up. And like a week ago, I heard he was too young.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, that's what happens when your team has been sucking for a while.
I mean, Marsh has just been, it's
been rough. Yeah, it's hard to watch. So if it's not Crawford, I mean, I just don't know if they can wait until the trade deadline to fix the bullpen. Do you trust Strom anymore when he goes out?
No.
I mean, he gives up. I feel like he gives up a run every time
he
goes out there.
It does feel like that's his MO now.
Yeah.
I don't feel good about
I'm not the least bit surprised when one goes out the building.
No.
So, you know, I think they need some help there sooner rather than later.
So what about making an example of Alec Bohm? What, like, does that even...
What does that mean? Dump him? To trade him?
I don't
him?
Know. Because they didn't trade him. Did that mean... Was that because they didn't get what they thought that he was worth?
So that's
or
what
because
I,
they didn't have a team that even wanted to go there?
I tend to think it's because they didn't like the offers they were getting. I find it impossible that they didn't get some offers
Alec
for a
Bohm
team to take
cannot
Alec Bohm.
Be, like, what he's doing and being the... I mean, letting his feelings affect the way he's playing.
I know.
This is the lowest of the low because it really is like impacting your teammates as well. Man, you're having a bad day, and so the rest of the team has to also.
Yeah. All right, James, what's the first thing? I mean, I heard you say you think the
trade
thing.
Yeah, I think
trade
thing's going to happen.
What else?
I think Crawford is the next most likely thing. But to look, he is still too young, but you know, necessity. I don't know what the move is past that because, to my point, like, I don't know what I'm doing yet. I don't know if I'm adding to this bullpen or if I'm trading guys away. Like, I'm not ready to commit to say, if I were sure that I wanted to add to this club, I would be looking right now. But the issue with that is that why would a team trade right now? They're going to have more leverage as the trade deadline gets closer. There'll be more teams
James,
involved.
Let me ask you this. It's June 10th. Are Marsh and Rojas both on this team on July 1st?
I'll say no, but I don't
I'll
feel
say
super
no
confident
also.
About it.
I don't either, but I mean, at some point, John, at some point.
So that means you've got...
somebody else.
There's going to be change
Justin
in this
Crawford,
outfield. There's going to be change in the outfield.
Otto Kemp.
There,
and
change
Brandon
in the outfield.
Marsh is going
I think so too,
somewhere.
Ruben. I don't,
before July 1st.
You can't wait. You can't wait to the trade deadline on all, you know, August 1st. I can't.
There will be some change in the outfield. I'm not sure what the change is going to be, but because they have some options there.
I mean, you can acquire a major league player that might not be great, but be better than these guys. You can find that. I mean, it's not impossible.
Well, at any time they'd like to do that, we're all in favor of it, Joe.
All right. Well, your thoughts. What should happen first? What will happen first? 215-592-9494. Those phone calls, also times yours up ahead on 94WIP.
A hotel can offer a great club or a bar. A resort could provide a high-end restaurant or a spa. But if you want it all, if you want dining, bars, pools, spa, gaming clubs, and shows, it takes much more than the boardwalk. It takes a village. It takes a Borgata. If it takes the best dining tables under the same roof as the best gaming tables, if it takes one pool being just a dozen pool lengths away from the next, if it takes trying your luck and a new dish on the same night, if it takes room service and bottle service, it takes nothing short of a village to make your stay. So they built one, and they call it Borgata. Visit theborgata.com to learn more.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.